Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Growing up, I had this vision of success in my head. It had something to do with a power suit, a desk, an office, a six-figure salary, and some fancy title. I worked hard at school and university, and when I finally got my first real paying job, where I didn't have to wear a name tag to work, I felt like I had finally started getting somewhere. I was becoming the version of success I had seen growing up, and for a while, that felt good. I enjoyed the stability of a good job, the prestige of working in television and working in government. I liked the identity I felt it gave me, but the truth is, the trappings of a job title and good salary could only keep me comfortable for so long. The truth is, the longer I had the success version I had created myself, the more uncomfortable and discontent I became. And no matter what I did, wore, traveled to, purchased, or even donated to, there was something eating at me on the inside saying, you can only do this for so long. There is more. I had no interest in giving up my comfortable lifestyle or job for the unknown and scary world of entrepreneurship. I thought those people were crazy. Or had some hedge fund inheritance. I liked comfort. I liked control. When you're only working for the approval of man and working to keep yourself comfortable and happy, that can only last for so long. God calls us to a mission that is beyond our own desires, something that is greater than ourselves. I still love travel and a nice pair of shoes, but I started to realize what I wanted was authentic success, one created based on personal values, my calling, and the desires God placed inside of me. I started to crave a life that looked nothing like the vision of success I grew up with. What version of success are you living in? Is it God's version of success, or your family's, or society's, or your own? Blake Mallon, an entrepreneur, said, when you stop doing what you think you're supposed to do and start doing what you are meant to do, that's when the script ends and life really begins. Authentic success is something that can look foreign to the world. It may be a new job or mission work or entrepreneurship or something very radical and different by the societal norm. But if you are doing what God has called you to do, that is the only real definition of success I am interested in. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. May you walk in the blessed assurance of God's favor and live all success in every part of your life according to his will for your life. Do you need some God-sense advice or practical encouragement? Email Rachel at rachelreva.com with your coaching question and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.